This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, listeners. My name is Rodney Brown, and again today it's good to be with you and good to bring something from the Bible. Today I want to read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. These are words concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, He must reign till He has put all enemies under His feet. He must reign. We have been considering some of the musts of Scripture, and here is another one today concerning Christ. He must reign. We read in Psalm 110, verse 1, Jehovah said to Adonai, that is Christ himself, to sit at his right hand till God would make his enemies his footstool. Now, Christ quotes this scripture himself in Matthew chapter 22 and verse 44, and that was all about Christ. And then later on, Peter again quotes the same scripture in Acts 2 and verse 34. And so when he was in the world, he was rejected. He did not reign when he was here the last time. When he was here the first time, he was rejected, and he came as the King of the Jews. He was called the King of Israel, but they didn't want him as their king, and they said, we have no king but Caesar. And tragically, these people became the enemies of Christ. He did not put his enemies down at that time. He was so patient. He was so long-suffering with those people, and time again, he offered himself to them, but tragically, time and again, they rejected him, and ultimately, they said, away with him. We do not want this man to reign over us, they said. Crucify him. He was led outside the city of Jerusalem, outside the wall of the city, to a place called Calvary, and there he was crucified. He didn't reign as the king when he was here the first time because he was rejected. He was killed. They put him to death, and then he was buried, and they thought that was the end of him. We'll never see him again, but how wrong they were, because we know that he rose again from the dead, and then he ascended up into heaven. And how good to know that God still had patience with those people. And we read of that throughout the book of Acts, how that again God sent his gospel to the Jewish people, and they had another opportunity to receive God's Christ. And we know that there were many individuals among them who did receive him, but tragically, still many of them rejected him. And we know that after those Jewish people of the first century had the opportunity to receive him as their Messiah, their Christ, then also we can thank God that the message went out to the Gentiles, and they also have had the opportunity for many centuries now to hear and believe the gospel. But Christ has been hidden from our sight for approximately 2,000 years. He's in heaven. He is exalted there. But there's a future for him in this world. And here we find that he must reign. And of course, the word must is a necessity. There's going to be no escaping of this, but Christ will reign in this world. The world that rejected him when he was here, the world that still at large rejects him today, he will reign in this world. And what a reign it will be. When we think of some of the reigns of some of the leaders of this world, how unrighteous the rule has been and how many have suffered injustices as a result of bad rule in the world. But here is one who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, King of Righteousness, King of Peace, and he's going to be here, and his reign, his rule in this world will be absolutely righteous. And we read here that every enemy is going to be put under his feet, even until the last one. We read of that in the next verse, verse 26. It says, the last enemy that will be destroyed is death. And we remember that old enemy that came in so early in the history of mankind. It actually came in with the first man, Adam. And he was warned that if he would eat of the forbidden fruit, he would die. And he did eat of it, and he did die. And so he introduced sin and death into the world. And we read in Romans 5 and 12 how that sin has been passed on through all the generations, and death has been passed on through all the generations until our own today. But there was one who went into death, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And death for him was not a defeat, although it looked like that to those who were at the scene, but it wasn't. It was the opposite. It was a victory. We remember before he died, it was with a loud voice, and it was with triumph that he said, it is finished. And he died and was buried, but 3 days he rose again from the dead. And so he has defeated death for himself in his own resurrection from the dead. And he will defeat death for every believer at his coming again. And we read of this also in the same chapter in verses 22 and 23 of 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 22 says, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Verse 23, but each one in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward those who are Christ's at his coming. He must reign, and death will be defeated, and all those who belong to Christ at his coming will rise again. What a hope the gospel brings to the believer. What a hope we have in Christ, who himself is our hope. And the message today is Christ. We all need Christ. We need him as our Savior. He is called the Savior of the world. The Bible says that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And by going to the cross at Calvary and taking the sin of others upon himself, suffering for those sins, dying for those sins, and rising again, he can be announced, he can be declared throughout the world as the Savior of the world. He is the potential Savior of all, but he's only the actual Savior of those who believe in him. So it is a challenge to us today as we listen to the reading and the message of the Bible as to where we stand in relation to the person of Christ. We know who he is. The Bible makes it very clear. But the question to ourselves today is he my personal Savior? We could know of him being the Savior of the world. We could know of him being the Savior of others, but we need to know him as my Savior. And we can know of him as my Savior if we today turn from sin to trust in him. And if we believe, if we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says that we will be saved. And then we will enjoy the ultimate reality of the one of whom it says, he must reign. Thank you for listening. If you would like to contact me, you can do it on my email address. It is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.